Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sean Worthington back on the show. Folks, 4 years or so ago, we met Sean Worthington, and I felt like he was onto something. His work in the cloud on digital security is cutting edge. It's beyond cutting edge. And his cloud computing, his cloud coin, and his Raider system is amazing. And as long as I have a microphone, I'm going to let him talk about it. He's the author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. And we're going to talk about something that he and I haven't talked about before, speech. Sean Worthington, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. He's also a tenured professor of computer science at Butte College in Northern California. Sean, the American Constitution and every American is under assault by big data and the media. They're trying to limit our speech. There's a reason the founders made freedom of speech the First Amendment. There's a reason they put that first, because they knew that that was the nucleus upon which everything else, every other right that we have, would be built. The same way that all ethics, all behavior that has any value at all, is built on the nucleus of trust. All of our liberties are based on the concept of free speech. What do you think?
Absolutely, it's number one. And we see now that freedom of speech is being attacked, and it seems to be a very organized attack. And it's, although we cannot point to the government, I think that there is some kind of government behind it, just based on what happened to Parler.com.
Yes.
Their website, that their whole thing is freedom of speech. You've got a lot of Republicans that are on that site, but it's not a conservative website at all. It's just a group of people that really care about freedom of speech.
They just had different. And they had different rules. They were not political. In fact, they were apolitical. Right.
That's right.
You can't say Facebook and Amazon and Twitter are apolitical. They are very political sites. Parler was apolitical, and they literally took them down. In what universe, Sean, does? I mean, what if GM decided to put Ford out of business? Would we allow that?
Absolutely not.
How did this happen? Why aren't people in the streets over that? I feel that's the way I feel.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. It's here we have this business that is basically attacked by
private
Apple
business
and Google and Amazon. Yes, destroyed. I mean, they were just put out of business.
Think about this. Everybody in America has one of two kinds of phones, essentially, a Droid by Google or an iPhone by Apple. That means that our and probably 60% of connectivity and business, maybe more, that America does, they do it on their handheld magic wands in one of those two platforms. And so we are literally one or two decisions at either one of those companies away from switching us off. They have that ability.
Letting us be on there in the business.
Yeah. Exactly. So what do we do? How do we fight back?
Well, we're fighting back, and that is we're using our data supremacy technology to create web applications that cannot be taken down. And so we've developed with CloudCoin the ability to have a digital currency that governments and hackers and tech giants cannot bring down because of its distributed nature.
But if they own the cloud, but if they have the cloud, Sean, you still have to operate in the cloud. If I mean, I don't own the cloud. You don't own the cloud. What do you think?
Well, that's one of the key things that we have to do, and that's create our own cloud. And that's why we've got 75 servers, just to begin with, that are in people's garages.
Yeah. And but still, you operate the cloud over a backbone that neither you or I own, right?
Yeah, that's why we've got to have these servers in different locations.
Yeah.
So half of them are overseas in different countries.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Sean. We're going to come back. Folks, this is important stuff that we're talking about here. This is serious. There's never been an assault on our liberty like we have assaulting us today, ever in the history of America. Quick break, 10:20, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.